As I sat in a pleasant shade under the arch of a thick grove, where nature had an arbor made, I did begin to think of love. Methought it was a peevish toy, because love's god was but a boy, and deeply vowed that in my breast such brainless frenzies should not rest. As I thus thought, there passed by one seemed a goddess, yet a creature, who did transpire me with her eye and wound me with her heavenly feature. My heart she did so deeply wound that I fell senseless to the ground and was of senses quite bereaved till with her hand I up was heaved. But her soft hand, diviner touch, was cause of greater misery. The virtue of her hand was such that it pierced deeper than her eye. Her fingers are those venomed darts by which she pierceth tender hearts. Her eyes be shafts, and if she aim, she doth the mark, or kill or maim. I gazed so long upon her eyes that I was taken in a snare, and made her captive and her prize, bound in the tresses of her hair. As I upon her beauty gaze, my erring thoughts are in amaze, whereas they wander round about and cannot find a passage out. I thought she was the sovereign cure to salve this heart-sick malady. Because she did the wound procure, I thought she would be remedy. But the unkind denied relief, like a bad surgeon looked my grief, and left it not as 'twas before, but cared less and wounded more. The more I looked, the worse my heart, the more I grieve, the less she cares. The more she smiles, the worse my smart, and she doth laugh when I shed tears. This is not balsam for my sore, it helps it less and pains it more, and she may know if she be wise, I can't be cured by contraries. Beauty is like a blazing light that simple fools do flock unto, like silly flies to that by night, till they themselves do quite undo. For while they dally with the torch, they presently themselves do scorch, then soon they fall, as soon they die. Oh, that I were not such a fly! I thought in love were only joy, continual truce and never war. But now I see not but annoy, fears and despairs the offspringer. Some men perchance do honey find, if that they meet with one that's kind. But I have found that in this me, there is no sweet but sting for me. She was the white at which I shot, but aiming wide I could not hit her. Scorns and disdains was all I got, she was too coy, I could not get her. But as for her, she shot so right that none her arrows hinder might. She is so skillful and so quick that if she shoots, she hits the prick. Whose every glance doth grief renew and add degrees to misery, then let those eyes in darkness languish that were my conduits to this anguish, and let the curtains of sad night debar them of the joy of light. Oh, thrice unhappy I to go unto the grove where she was seen. It was the cause of all my woe, I wish that there I had not been. Then wax dry and wither, that were my porters brought me hither, and let them fall and broken lie like pillars by time's injury. When that I heard the fatal voice that she pronounced against my bliss, my heart for very anguish stirred, and ready was pale death to kiss. If her least word can do such wrong, why was she born with such a tongue? And I to heavens will put this suit, that I were deaf or she were mute. Why should Dame Nature make such faces, and so adorn these heavenly creatures, when they do want those milder graces that do add grace unto their features? Like to the sirens they allure, that no man can their charms endure, and in the looks where grace should lie, sharp frown sits in and puts grace by. I thought in that soft satin skin, which being touched doth seem to melt, and in that breast which tempts to sin and ravish men when it is felt, there had not been so hard a heart, since softness was in every part. Oh, why should nature make a jewel to be so lovely and so cruel? The burning fever of fond love hath now corrupted every part. My legs too weak can hardly move, and love hath festered to my heart. My sinews shirk, my heartstrings ache, my pulses leap, my joints do shake, and every limb and every sense is plagued for my eye's offense. Then let my soul post hence away, and with swift flight from me be gone. Why should it with me longer stay in such a rotten mansion? Oh, let it take the last farewell, in such a house no longer dwell. While I for grief would farther speak, my soul flies out, my heartstrings break.